Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
We are going to improvise the script of your life.
Don't pin a tail on me and call me a donkey.
Tis be or not tis be?
Nullo contendere, deus ex machina.
Wow, and all I wanted was a few radio ads.
Jones.
Bernard, I tried to call you.
I'm sorry I'm late, but I couldn't find my squeegee.
I understand, Bernard, but I...
Oh, don't worry, though. I'll have things spick and span in no time.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Bernard. I'm sorry, but, well, I don't need you.
Oh, but Mr. Jones, your windows are filthy.
I know, but I'm trying out a different janitorial service.
Different? Different? Well, who is it?
It's me, Walt.
Bart Rathbone?
At your service. Or I should say, Mr. Jones' service.
What's going on here, Bart? You own an electronics store, not a janitorial business.
Hey, I'm expanding. You got a real nice monopoly going here, Walton. I want in on it. And thanks to my hot new radio ads, I think you'll find that several of your customers will be switching to Rathbone's cleanup service.
Radio ads?
Sure. Featuring my lower prices. That's what sold Mr. Jones on me, right, Mr. Jones?
Well, yes. I'm awfully sorry about this, Bernard, but...
No, that's... I understand. You're in business.
That's right. And it's the smart businessman who goes for the lower prices. So, if you'll excuse us, Walton, how did you want your windows, Mr. Jones? I lost finish those shine.
Oh, steal my customers, huh? Radio ads, huh? Well, we'll just see about that.
Ready, Edwin?
Ready.
One, two,
three. There. Oh, I do wish we'd waited until Shakespeare returns. He's so much better at manual labor than I am.
Oh, you did all right.
Are you certain you'll be able to unload this at Wits End?
I'll get Eugene to help.
Then allow me to thank you for letting us use the props from your little theater.
Oh, you're welcome. I really enjoyed your last production. Life with Father is one of my favorite plays.
It was all right. If you like upbeat, entertaining, family-type shows...
You don't?
They have their place. Unfortunately, they don't get you reviews.
Oh, that's not true. Lucy Schultz reviewed it for the Odyssey Owl. Gave it a resounding thumbs up, too.
Which has about as much influence over the theater-going public as a marshmallow has over a charging elephant.
Oh.
I'm referring to important reviews, Whit, by a critic who can actually put Blackguard's Harlequin Theater at the forefront of acceptability.
Is there somebody like that around here?
Oh, miracle of miracles, there actually is. His name is Rosencrantz Guildenstern. And he is the most important critic in the Tri-States area. Oh, a good write-up from him could bring the crowds in by the hundreds. And I mean true theater-goers, not the local yokels I get now.
You mean like me?
No, of course not.
So why can't you get him to come?
His taste... Guildenstern likes plays that capture the pain and struggle of human conflict, as seen from a rather harshly realistic point of view.
You mean depressing?
Exactly. But that's the only way to get noticed by him.
Edwin, you brought quality theater to Odyssey. You've produced several high-caliber entertaining plays. You should be proud of what you've accomplished.
It's true.
Well, just keep to the high road. You'll get noticed soon enough.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Well, I gotta get back to Wits End. I'll see ya.
Ta-ta! But there must be a way to get Guildenstern in the theater.
And there's your change.
Whit? Whit!
Bernard, you're all steamed up. What's the matter?
My blood's boiling. I'm so hot under the collar I could blow my top. Of all the low-down, no good... Bart Rathbone, that's what's the matter.
Oh, no. What's he done now?
What's he done? What's he done? He's gone into the janitorial service business. That's what he's done.
He hasn't.
He has. And that's not all.
This is Bart Rathbone.
Wait a minute. Turn up the radio, quick.
Service. Are you tired of janitorial services that call a streaky window clean?
Streaky?
Have you had it with finding trash cans that are supposed to be empty but are still half full?
Half full?
Do you get all choked up at the dust that's still on your furniture after your janitor leaves?
Dust?
Well, if your answer is yes, then you need Rathbone's cleanup service. We do all of the above and more for less. In fact, you have my personal guarantee that if we don't do a better job for less money, your windows will still be dirty. So call Rathbun's Cleanup Service at 555-9424. We clean up where the competition leaves off.
Rathbun's cleans you out.
Just when you think I've heard everything.
Treacherous. That's what it is. Downright treacherous. Lying about me and stealing my customers.
Well, what he said is pretty bad, all right, but I'm not sure I agree that he's stealing your customers.
What?
Bernard, Bart has every right to start a janitorial service. You know that as well as I do.
So what do you say? That I should just stand by and let him run me out of business?
Not at all.
Then what am I supposed to do? I mean, he has radio ads, Whit. Radio ads.
Oh, I know it's hard to have competition, but if the past is any gauge, Bart is just after the fast buck. You have nothing to worry about.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. He's not building an ice cream shop.
Bernard, you do quality work. Be patient. Bart will eventually mess up and your workmanship will win out.
Well, I don't know, Whit. I think I need something more. I have to fight fire with fire.
You're not going to burn down the Electric Palace, are you?
Don't be ridiculous. I need to make my own radio ads.
Bernard...
I know what you're going to say, Whit, but my mind's made up. What I need is somebody who can help me get my act together. That gives me an idea.
You want me to help you do what?
Learn how to do some radio ads.
Yes. Well, Mr. Walton, I'm afraid that Mr. Blaggard's schedule is quite busy at present, and...
Tut, Shakespeare. Let's not be hasty. Pray continue, Mr. Walton.
Huh? Well, okay. Our Father, who art in heaven...
No. I mean, tell me more.
Well, you see, I've got this janitorial business. It's not much, but it's mine, you know? And I built it up from the ground, and I started with just a rag and a bucket, and now I've got a squeegee in a bucket. The point is, it's all I have. And now Bart Rathbone and his fancy schmancy radio ads are trying to take it from me. I gotta put out some radio ads of my own. I need help with the way I sound and everything, you know. So I've come to you. Will you help me?
No.
Oh, please, Mr. Blaggard.
Let me finish. I won't help you produce radio ads, but I will help you do something even better.
Better?
Better?
Right! Bernard, together, we are going to do something this town has never seen.
We are?
You are?
We are! We are going to put your plight on the stage.
The stage?
This stage?
It will be the greatest single moment in theater since Gilbert said to Sullivan, "So, what do you know about pirates?" Pirates. Gilbert Sullivan. Well, what do you say?
Well, I don't know. You want me to play a pirate?
No. Something greater, more profound. Bernard, yours is the struggle of the ages, right out of classical theater. The little man striving against almost insurmountable odds to keep what he has built with his own two hands. Good versus evil. Right versus wrong. Nolo contendere, Deus ex machina, etc., etc., etc.
Wow. And all I wanted was a few radio ads.
Believe me, my friend, when I am through with you, the words Bernard Walton will be on the lips of everyone in the tri-state area. How can mere radio ads compare with that?
Oh, I guess they can.
Wonderful. We'll begin this afternoon. Rehearsals start promptly at 2. Don't be late. Shakespeare
on your feet for a rising star.
Yes, sir.
Rising star? Well, what do you know about that?
Ta-ta!
Sir?
Yes, Shakespeare?
Far be it from me to criticize or question you in any way, but have you lost your mind? You've just committed this theater and our already tightly stretched resources to an unwritten show about and starring a window washer.
I know. And that's just the type of production Rosencrantz Guildenstern raves about. We are certain to get a write-up now.
Ah.
Ah.
You're doing a play?
Yep, a play about me.
But I thought you just wanted to advertise your business.
I am advertising my business, Whit, because I am my business. It's the classical struggle of man against the odds. The use of a machine. No low contender. I'll ask Blackguard. He can explain it better than I can.
He'd have to.
Yeah, well, listen. I'd love to stay and chat, but I have to get to the theater.
Bernard,
we open in only 3 weeks, Whit, and that means we'll be rehearsing every single day. So I guess you won't be seeing much of me for a while. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Now that's theater talk for goodbye, Whit.
But Bernard, Oh, what about my windows? And your business? Oh, boy.
Bernard, you've done a fine job with your acting lessons this week.
Oh, thanks. Although I don't know what I'm supposed to learn by pretending to be a tree, a dirt clod, and a chicken.
Ah, today we bring it all together.
Ah.
You see, Bernard, normally plays are written and the actors learn their lines.
Uh-huh.
But that's not good enough for your play.
It isn't.
No. We are going to improvise the script of your life.
Improvise.
Yes. We'll put it on tape and script the highlights. But right now, I want your story to flow from you. Shakespeare, the drums.
Drums.
Think, Bernard, think. Let your mind dwell on the swirling sea of humanity.
The swirling?
The great unwashed masses that populate our teeming plains.
Unwashed masses.
Their stories go untold, their songs unsung. And yet, if we were to just listen closely, what would we hear? Your story, Bernard, tell me your story.
From the beginning?
Yes.
I was born.
Born! Your father, was he wealthy?
No, he was a janitor.
Aha! He was born a pauper to a pawn with a squeegee in his hand. What is your earliest memory? Quickly.
I remember...
Yes?
I remember dust.
Dust?
Yes.
Dust, yes! As the dust turns to dust, the dust from whence his life began became the dust of his livelihood.
It did?
Yes. Floating particles suspended in midair,
Swept
away by your might, powerless against your influence.
They are.
Yes, and the great sea of humanity, those unwashed masses, felt themselves cleansed at your touch, their dirt and filth caught in the great swirling undertow of the drain called conscience.
And I unstopped that drain.
Yes!
And then I knew what my life calling would be.
That's right. To rise from the dust, break through the clog, stand unflappable, and proudly declare...
I am janitor.
Good. Oh, so good. Welcome, welcome.
Well, hello, Edwin. So this is the big night, huh?
Ooh, indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Aren't you supposed to be in costume?
What? Oh, yes, but I want to personally greet Rosencrantz Guildenstern.
You actually got him to come?
Well, of course. I told you, this is the kind of play he likes.
Well, I still can't believe that you're doing a play about Bernard and that Bernard is actually doing it.
Ooh, he's turned out to be a fine actor. Mm. He was born to play this part.
Well, since the part is Bernard, I hope so.
Oh, there he is.
Who?
Rosencrantz Guildenstern. How do you do?
Fine. Mr...
R. Edwin Blaggard, owner of this establishment, as well as producer, director, co-author, and co-star of tonight's play. I just wanted to extend to you my personal greetings. Allow me to show you to your chair. Third row, center, one seat in, off the aisle is your preference, I believe.
Why, yes.
You know, Mr. Guildenstern, I don't want to sound immodest, but I believe you're going to love our play. We've created a true theatrical masterpiece about the little men.
I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, you will.
Speaking of the little man, Edwin.
Whit!
Don't you think you should get backstage and check on Bernard and get into costume yourself?
But Mr. Guildenstern...
Well, I'll make sure he finds his seat. Go on, go.
Oh, yes, of course, you're right. I'll see you after the show, Mr. Guildenstern.
Oh, yes, of course. Is there something wrong with him?
I'm not sure. Right this way, please.
5 minutes, Mr. Walton.
Thanks, Shakespeare. Now, let's see. I was born a pauper to a pawn with a squeegee in my hand.
So you're really going through with this, huh?
Rathbone, what are you doing here?
I just stopped by to tell you to break a leg.
Break a leg? Why, you...
Relax, will you? It's just an old theatrical expression. It means good luck.
Oh, well, thanks.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact, I hope you'll enjoy your new career in the theater. Because you sure aren't going to make it in the janitorial services business.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Just that this play is about your life, not your business.
My life is my business.
Yeah, that sounds real nice. But have you gotten any calls lately from people wanting to hire you because they heard about your life?
Well, no.
I didn't think so. And that's despite all the newspaper ads and stuff promoting this play. See, after tonight, people may know a whole lot more about you. But when they want their windows washed and their bathrooms cleaned, they'll call me. Like I said, break a leg.
Pin a tail on me and call me a donkey. He's right. He's absolutely right. I gotta do something.
Oh, Bernard, we have a full house and the Tri-State's most important theatrical critic sitting in our audience.
Places, gentlemen, places.
Thank you, Shakespeare. This is it, Bernard. Let's go out there and give them an evening to talk about for years to come.
Yeah, for years to come.
The swirling sea of humanity, the great unwashed masses that populate our teeming plains. Their stories go untold, their songs unsung. And yet, if we were to listen, just listen closely, what would we hear?
To begin my life with the beginning of my life, I recall I was born a pauper to a pawn, with a squeegee in my hand. And that squeegee is available for all your window cleaning needs. Just call Walton's Janitorial Services at 555-6629.
As the dust turns to dust, the dust from whence his life began became the dust of his livelihood.
And if you're having trouble with dust, try the patented dust removal techniques of Walton's Janitorial Services. Call us at 555-6629.
What are you doing? This isn't what we rehearsed.
Advertising my business. That's what this is all about, isn't it?
Stick to the script.
The great sea of humanity, those unwashed masses, felt themselves cleansed at his touch. Their dirt and filth caught in the great swirling undertow of the drain called
conscience.
And if you find your drain stopped up by the unwashed masses in your home, then you'll be happy to know that Walton's Janitorial Service is having a special this week. Any two drains unclogged for the price of one.
Stop it! Stop it!
And, of course, I use only the finest non-abrasive cleansers that won't harm your pipes.
Shakespeare, ring down the curtain! Ring down the curtain!
But, sir, you're both standing under it.
I don't care! Ring it down!
So don't get cleaned out. Instead, get cleaned up with Walton's Janitorial Service. That's Walton's Janitorial...
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control... Ow! Shakespeare, help me get him behind the curtain!
Walton's Janitorial Service, 555-6629, for all your janitorial needs.
Let go of the curtain!
It's staring!
That number, once again, is 555... 6629. Call today.
Are you sure you're both all right? That curtain was pretty heavy. Bernard?
No, I'm fine, Whit.
Edwin?
Nothing injured, save for my pride and my reputation, Iago. Oh, my reputation.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
Oh, no, no, no. You were simply being you. You can't help being what you are. I should never have tried to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Well, you got some good laughs.
Hardly comforting, since we were doing a drama.
Yeah, well, the upshot of it all is that I still haven't advertised my business. Meaning Bart Rathbone is one.
Hello?
Mr. Guildenstern.
Don't get up, Blackguard. I just came back to thank you for a wonderful evening.
I'm so sorry. Wonderful?
Yes, a bit more slapstick than I like, but delightful nonetheless. I enjoy seeing upbeat, entertaining family-type shows. That's why I came. I heard you put on that kind of a production really well.
Oh, we do. We do.
Well, let me know when your next one is, and I'll come back and see it.
Wonderful.
Thank heaven you didn't do another one of those Man Against the Odds plays. Life's depressing enough as it is.
Thank you. And good night. Good night, sweet prince. Angels of Carrie. Can you believe it? He's heard about us, and he actually wants to see another one of our shows.
That's great, Edwin.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. One and all. Shakespeare, bring out the family shows.
Well, I'm glad things worked out for him.
Bernard.
Mr. Jones. Well, you came to see the show, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it. It was very unusual.
Yeah, well...
I didn't come back here to talk about the play, though.
You didn't?
No, I actually came back to ask if you would start cleaning my windows again.
You're kidding. Why?
Because Rathbone's cleanup hasn't been doing a very good job. When you handled things, I never had a complaint, but lately my customers have commented on how dingy the place looks. I'll expect you there bright and early tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Oh, I must be dreaming.
Then I'm having the same dream.
Okay, Whit, I admit you were right all along.
Well, that's no big deal when it comes to Bart Rathbone. I'm glad things worked out with Mr. Jones.
Well, he's only one client.
Well, others will come around.
Yeah, maybe. I'd sure like to see Bart's reaction when he finds out, though.
Oh, come on, Blackguard. You gotta help me.
Sorry, Mr. Rathbone. I'm out of the image-building business.
But I am an even better actor than Walton. Listen, tis be or not tis be?
Oh.
That's the question.
Sorry.
How about Romeo, Romeo, let down your hair? Come on, you gotta give me a break. Hey, no, wait, listen. I do a great Henry Fonda. Well, ma, listen to this, ma. Hey, we gotta get water for the fertilizer, ma.
God wants us to do our best in everything. No matter what others around us may be doing. I think both Bernard and Edwin Blackguard understand that idea a little better now. And it's something we need to learn as well. There is simply no substitute for good, honest, quality work. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. My Fair Bernard was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.